Welcome to Off Topic Talk, the podcast where we talk about hobbies, news, entertainment, anything of interest that comes our way. This is show number 13 for November 25th, 2006. Please visit the website at offtopictalk.blogspot.com. Hello, everyone. This is Matt at Off Topic Talk, and I'd like to thank you for joining me for another show. This week, I have a collection of articles on subjects ranging from medication to lasers in music to vibrating apples. We're going to spend a little time talking about the chemically enhanced human being, and I have a media suggestion for everyone. Recently, most of those have been patio books and podcasts. It's what I spend most of my free time indulging in, so that shouldn't be a big surprise. However, I want to suggest something a little different this time. It's not one particular media suggestion, but an entire genre. We'll get to that a little bit later. Finally, I have a wonderful piece of music to finish things up today. I'm going to start with a little bit of news about a potential new treatment for AIDS, an AIDS antivirus virus. From MSN News 9, we have an article on a small medical study with huge possibilities. I quote, "An AIDS virus, genetically engineered to fight other AIDS viruses, worked better than expected, suppressing the virus and renewing the immune system of a few patients," researchers have reported. End quote. There are still many years of study and research to do. According to the article, this study showed a much greater potential than originally expected. The ramifications for this are incredible. There's a long ways to go. The study was not large and comprehensive. It's just an initial look at a possibility, but it's one of the most promising things I've heard in a long time. Our next item. If you have some basic wiring and soldering skills, you can make a USB-powered motion detection apple. Yep, an apple. With a bit of wiring, you can make an apple that vibrates in response to motion nearby. Check out the link in the show notes for the details. Lasers have seen many uses since their invention. One of the most interesting uses I've seen is its application in music. Musician and composer Miya Masaoka, and I apologize if I have mispronounced that, has created the laser koto. A koto is a Japanese instrument, sort of like a giant 13-stringed zither. It's been a staple of classical Japanese music dating back to the 7th or 8th century. The laser koto is a tripod-mounted set of lasers, played by passing your hand through the beams. The signals are run through a G4 powerbook with a selection of sampled sounds, both from a traditional koto and other environmental noises. Please check out the link in the show notes to get some more detailed information on the instrument and the artist. Animals in the Underground. Many of us have had an opportunity to ride mass transit rail systems. The London Underground, sometimes called the Tube, is a great example of a system that covers its territory very well. An unusual aspect to the Tube system is the animals in the underground, lions and elephants and wombats. You can finish the rest. People have been seeing animals in the Tube maps in the same way that ancient civilizations saw animals in the stars, which later became the constellations. So now we have the new urban constellations under the city streets of London. The last bit I want people to check out is a video and article about the ultimate whiteboard. You've seen these in most office supply stores and many offices, a whiteboard that you write on with erasable markers. Well, this is a computerized whiteboard for primarily physics and engineering students. The whiteboard takes drawings done on it and animates them while obeying physical laws like gravity and inertia. So you can draw things that roll down hills and bounce up and down on surfaces. Check out the video in the show notes and see what I'm talking about. I'm going to play a short promo for the podcast Geek News Central, one of the shows that inspired me to do this podcast in the first place, and I'll be back right after that.
This is the Geek News Central podcast, part of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. So grab a cup of coffee, take a seat, and crank up that volume. Because you're listening to Todd on the Geek News Central podcast.
Aloha and welcome to the Geek News Central podcast. My name is Todd Cochran, and we're coming to you from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii, and as live as it can be. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Hey, send your comments to geeknews@gmail.com.
If you get a chance, check out Todd's show. It is chock full of really interesting information. Moving on, today I want to talk about chemicals for happier lives. This is not about recreational chemicals. This is more about mental health for everyone. Whether you believe in the use of medication for mental illness conditions or not, and just to be clear, I'm a firm believer in the appropriate use of medication for any medical condition. We have those medications, and they are in widespread use. Thanks to advances over the last few decades, people who were once crippled and unable to participate in any kind of reasonable life now function normally on a daily basis. But what if we take this a step further? At my current point in life, I would love to be able to function safely and efficiently without sleep for 2 or 3 days out of the week. I'm planning on going to grad school in the near future, but I'm working full-time. The schooling will be part-time for several years instead of a 1-year program at full-time. If I could safely stay awake for 2 or 3 days, it would make a world of difference in my future plans. But caffeine from soda and no-dose is just not going to cut it. So we're looking a bit further down the road of a pharmaceutically enhanced future. What if there were safe, legal medications anyone could take to affect a state of mind? Are you feeling a little blue? Take a happy pill. Are you feeling run down? Take a wake-up pill. Do you have to speak in front of the board of directors tomorrow? Take a motivation and confidence booster. What if you could go for 2 or 3 days out of the week without sleep and not suffer any ill effects? Would you? These are not hypothetical questions. No-dose, soda, caffeine, Somanex, valerian, melatonin, tryptophan? We're already using chemicals to stay awake and to go to sleep, to stay sharp or to relax after a stressful day. And it's all legal and all available in the grocery store, not even over the counter. You can pick it up off the shelf. When we start talking about this, we run into some potential ethical and moral issues as well. From the perspective of brain chemistry, what's the difference between feeling happy and having a pill generate the same feeling? There are other considerations in terms of dealing with situations. Grieving is a natural response to great loss. Would taking happy pills allow you to get through the grief process without having to deal with all the sadness and depression, or would it simply delay it? Would it come down harder if you keep putting it off for weeks? Would you want to avoid the depression of grief, or is it necessary to go through the process at all? There's even discussion that beliefs such as spirituality, among other things, could be affected by certain combinations of chemical modifiers for your brain. There is, however, a significant disadvantage to chemical enhancements in terms of reliance on medication just to stay in the game. Consider if mental enhancement was available to anyone who could walk into a pharmacy and pay the price. Insurance aside, we could see the beginning of a whole new level of haves versus have-nots. How does a person compete with someone who can pop a pill and be consistently more productive over a longer period of time? Those with the access could have an advantage that could keep them as the only ones with the access. The other side of this coin is medication that has an effect after only a single dose. There's currently a drug in laboratory trials that appears to improve memory retention in older animals, not just while it's being taken, but it also appears to have a sort of restorative effect, allowing the subject to regain lost cognitive functioning just from a single use of the drug. Currently, the FDA does not allow the creation of pharmaceuticals for the purpose of enhancement, only to treat conditions. Apparently, though, some medications do make their way to patients off-label or for uses other than those originally designated by the FDA. And, of course, some people do manage to get illegal access to medication they shouldn't have for any purpose. Up or down, legal, illegal, moral or immoral, there are a number of large hurdles we still need to overcome, legally, procedurally, and ethically for consideration, before a better living through chemistry is readily available, if it ever becomes so. In the shorter term, these drugs are likely to come to market as treatments, especially for people with illnesses and other medical conditions that affect cognitive functioning. Some of these will make their way into the general population, but not necessarily legally. However, once they start leaking out, is there a way to put a cork back in the bottle? Probably not. It hasn't worked so far in terms of other performance-enhancing medication. So, do we open our arms and accept that we may very well be on the verge of changing how we live, how we understand, how we how we learn, or do we try and keep it controlled, contained? Personally, I'm interested to see where this could go. Like I said, my life could be changed dramatically if I could get a few days where I didn't need to sleep. There are medications already on the market that have that sort of effect. Typically, they're used to treat people who are suffering from narcolepsy, but they do have the effect of allowing people to stay awake for long periods of time, and to date, no bad side effects have shown up. It's on the horizon. We will have to wait and see what comes. The world keeps turning and the horizon gets closer every single day. Over the last few months, the University of Michigan was running its Royal Shakespeare Guest Artist Program. A lucky group of people, of whom I was not a member because ticket prices were not in the budget this year, were treated to several of Shakespeare's productions, starring the legendary Patrick Stewart, known to most of us as Star Trek's Captain Jean-Luc Picard. I've seen other non-Star Trek productions with Stewart in them, and he's brilliant. Across the country, across the world, if you look around, you'll find live theater. Community theater companies, street performers, small productions at colleges and universities. I would encourage each and every one of you to grab a friend or three and go see a local production of something, anything, in the next few weeks. There is an almost magical power to live theater that television and the movies will never be able to copy. Live theater has the potential to be a powerful and moving experience, even when it's a light comedy. So find a good theater, find a show, and go live the magic. I was recently looking for music for my Halloween show, just browsing randomly through music.podshow.com. I don't remember what search I entered to bring up the music selection I have this week, but I am overjoyed to have found it. Let me present for your enjoyment Walking on the Edge by Penda's Fen.
Fear of the night, fear of the day. Fear of myself in every way. What am I still looking for? Why do I still ask for more? Maybe one day I can leave and find a place to breathe. Watch where you tread. We are walking on the edge. Lost in a land I hardly know. Lost in a thought I wish would go. I can't believe your sense of fun. Why'd you need to trash everyone? What are you still hiding from? Afraid to be stripped to the core. Watch where you tread. We are walking on the edge. Watch where you tread. We'll be right back.
Today's transitional music was Ministry of Clodagh by AMB26, Less Than 7 by 37 Hertz, and 2012 by Beethoven, all available at music.podshow.com. I would love to get some feedback at the blog, offtopictalk.blogspot.com. You can leave a comment or record an audio message there. You can also email me at offtopictalk@gmail.com. This show is a member of the Blueberry Podcasting Network. That's Blueberry without any E's, BLUBRRY.com. Off Topic Talk is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Thank you for listening, everyone. Have a safe journey.